Hi everyone, you're welcome once again to another episode of this podcast. My name is Wale Okilola and I want to thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for listening, thank you for sharing with your friends, thank you for liking and subscribing to this channel. I believe that over the course of this past months, this channel has been a blessing unto you. And I want to appreciate all of the feedbacks that I get. I get messages from people every week on how this podcast has been a blessing to them. Thank you for reaching out to me. And I believe also that you would be a voice of hope to your generation in the name of Jesus. You're welcome on board once again today. This year, 2020, has been a lot for the world. But as a people who have received blessings from the Lord, even in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of deaths and sicknesses, in the midst of job losses, in the midst of hunger and suffering, we are supposed to take a praise break to appreciate the God who has kept us amidst all of this, even up till this moment of the year. So today, I'm going to be taking a praise break on this podcast. And I want to also encourage you to take a praise break and celebrate our God. Amen. Recently, I was reflecting on how far my life has come. And as I went deeper in my thoughts, I began to discover that there are things that I have asked the Lord for some years back that He has done and I didn't even notice. Or maybe I knew and didn't really pay attention to them because it doesn't seem to me like a blessing at the moment. But it was a big deal when I was asking God for them. The first verse of this popular hymn, Count Your Blessings, reads, "When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done." I want to lay emphasis on the word surprise. We must realize that as humans, there will always be something more that we need. We will always be faced with a challenge, a problem, a mountain that we need to subdue, discouragements and failures here and there, that if we do not consciously take time to reflect on our lives and the goodness of God, we may never find out or be grateful for the blessings of God. This year 2020 has been a lot, and it is very easy in a year like this for us to actually lose consciousness of the goodness of God. It is very easy for us to actually forget that at the beginning of the year we prayed that the Lord should keep and sustain us till the end of the year, which He has done and He is doing. But because of the other numerous challenges that we have faced, it is very possible for us to actually lose sight of that which the Lord has done for us. But sometimes, in the midst of all the chaos and problems and struggles and all that, God sneaks blessings on us that it will only take careful reminiscing to find out. If you would sit down and take a careful thought of how your life has gone from the beginning of this year to this present moment, you will be surprised. According to that hymn, he said, "It will surprise you what the Lord has done." So if you would take a careful, thought of what God, of how God has worked with you from the beginning of this year to this present moment, you will discover that the things you have in this year were not only challenges, but actually blessings. I'm going to say this is very funny, but it is actually true. Take, for example, somebody who works round the clock, round the year. He never has time to rest. But this year, there was lockdown. And during that lockdown, he actually had time to rest. Now, if not for the lockdown, there would not have been time to rest. Now, this person is also complaining that they locked them down, they didn't have time to go, they were not able to go about their businesses and all that. But this same person over the years have always complained how that he does not have time to rest, how that he does not have time to spend with family. You should be grateful that God actually created time for you to spend and bond with family. This is actually a blessing. So if you will sit down and carefully think about what the Lord has done for you in the year, you will be surprised that God has actually blessed you more than your mind could have even imagined, in ways that your mind could have even imagined. Amen. You know, there are some things that you do with ease today, and those things were actually point of prayers for you before. Amen. That is the same way your current challenges will also be forgotten. So you don't need to sit on your challenges and keep, you know, brooding over them, but you should give thanks to God for the things that He has done. You need to take a praise break today. Count your blessings, and you will be surprised at the things that God has done for you that you didn't notice. It takes thoughtfulness to be grateful. And for you to be grateful means you will be graceful. But ungrateful people are gratefuls. I believe that the Lord will make you graceful and not a grateful. Amen. Dear friends, I want to encourage you to take a praise break today and reminisce on all that the Lord has done this year and give Him quality praise for it. Remember, it takes thoughtfulness to be grateful, and to be grateful is to be graceful. And I believe that as you are grateful to God, the Lord will cause that this year will release unto you the blessings that are remaining in it. Amen. Thank you for listening. Please do well to drop a comment. Just say thank you, Jesus, in the comment section, and share this episode, this podcast, with your friends and family. And I believe that you will not lose your blessings, in Jesus' name. My name is Wale Okelola, and I want to thank you for listening. You can reach me, you can connect with me on all social media platforms, Wale Okelola on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you want to send me a message, you can send me a message via my email, olawalemike@gmail.com. Until I come your way again next time, God bless you. Amen.